Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and coming up, multiple charges, including for doctors and the death of Matthew Perry. But first, four men behind bars in connection with the murder of General Hospital star Johnny Wachter. Emily Valdez has that story.
LAPD officers served a search warrant this morning at a home in South L.A. They arrested two 18-year-olds and a 20-year-old man. All are now booked on charges of murder. They arrested a fourth man on suspicion of being an accessory to murder. Johnny was leaving a bartending job with a co-worker when he saw three men at his car, jacked up, ask him if they were towing it.
He saw they had a mask on. He realized danger.
I spoke with his friend, Micah Parker.
And he put his hands out, stepped in front of Anita, and without warning, they pulled out the gun and they shot him, killed him. And he died. He took his last breath on the sidewalk in L.A.
But Parker said it's far from over.
Sentencing enhancements were done away with under George Gascon. So I don't know that the punishment will be severe enough for this crime, even though it's murder. So I would like to see this wrapped up in a federal case for sure.
The DA is expected to file formal charges on Monday. In downtown L.A., I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And Mayor Bass issued a statement on the arrest. Quote, I want to thank LAPD for their partnership and hard work in the case and for the continued efforts to keep Angelino safe and to bring justice to victims of violence. Now we must ensure that those who are responsible for this brazen and heinous act are held fully accountable, unquote. Bombshell news conference to announce arrests on the death of Friends star Matthew Perry. Karen Adams reports from downtown L.A.
The five charged, U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says, are part of a broad underground criminal network that distributed large amounts of ketamine. The accused are two doctors, Perry's live-in assistant, and two street dealers, one known as the Ketamine Queen of L.A.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyways.
Estrada says the doctors were Perry's initial suppliers after he lapsed back into his drug addiction. And when it became too expensive, his live-in assistant brought in the street dealers to supply his habit. After his death, Estrada says they tried to cover it all up.
On October 28th, after reading news reports of Mr. Perry's death, defendant Sonia wrote a text message to defendant Fleming saying, quote, delete all our messages. Likewise, after Mr. Perry's death, defendant Placentia falsified medical records and notes to try to make it look like what he was doing was legitimate.
Perry was taking ketamine infusion treatments for depression and anxiety, but the treatments ended a week and a half before he was found dead in his hot tub. The ketamine queen also charged in this case with another man's death. In downtown L.A., I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Inglewood is buzzing as nonstop news at 5 continues. The grand opening of the Intuit Dome tonight. Danley Tavidian joining us live from the new home of the L.A. Clippers.
Rob, it is now filling up. There are Bruno Mars fans here. There are people excited for the big ribbon cutting ceremony and about 20 minutes away. So this long awaited $2 billion Intuit Dome is the home of the NBA, the NBA's Los Angeles Clippers. It's set to open, as I mentioned, 5:30. It's been several years in the making. A bit about the dome. It sits on 26 acres of land in Inglewood, nearly 18,000 seats. Construction began a while back. It was in September 2021. And now the state-of-the-art facility is ready to make history. The dome will play host not only to the Clippers, but also a series of high-profile concerts and events. And that begins with Grammy winner Bruno Mars. That's tonight. He will perform two back-to-back shows tonight at 8 and tomorrow at the same time. And Rob, there is a giant light-up sign here which reads Bruno Mars, and a long line of people taking photos, really excited for the grand opening.
All right, Natalie, thank you. Mayor Bass and her homeless program Inside Safe announced that 35 people have been taken off the street and brought inside from Hollywood Boulevard encampment. Today's operation was in partnership with Councilmember member Hugo Soto Martinez and County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath. It follows an operation on Tuesday in the San Fernando Valley that brought more homeless people inside. The mayor says she's scaling up efforts to work across multiple jurisdictions and move LA in a new direction. Two people have been found dead in a hotel room in Irvine. Police say they are investigating this as a murder-suicide. Cops called in for medical aid to the hotel. Found two bodies this afternoon around 2:30. Spokesperson with the Irvine Police Department says the man was believed to be in his 80s, the woman in her 60s. They had been expected to check out of the Marriott early this morning.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hundreds of thousands of students in Southern California are going to be able to take public transit as the school year gets underway. It's thanks to the GoPass. Here's Pete Demetrio.
The number of kids from K through 12, even college, using the GoPass system has been an overwhelming success. Devin Deming, the Deputy Executive Officer of Fare Programs for Metro, lays out the figures.
We're celebrating over 400,000 students now have used the program since its launch in October 2021. We've just passed over 40 million boardings as well on the program. It allows students in participating school districts to ride Metro and 17 other transit operators without having to pay fare when they board.
Not only can these kids get to school after school if they have other activities to attend or even jobs, they can use the transit systems to get there quickly and safely. The economic impacts on their families is also significant because studies are showing by using GoPass with a reduced fare rate, savings to a family is about $300 per student annually. The data also shows that money is going into things that families truly need, like school supplies or groceries. Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
UCLA's Jordan Chiles breaking her silence after getting stripped of her bronze medal in Paris. And we're going to talk more about the catalytic converter thieves after the arrest of four men and the Johnny Wachter killing. That's all coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. But first,
the big story
on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, everybody knows higher prices at the grocery store the last few years. Now the Federal Trade Commission looking into possible price gouging. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris promising to use government tools to curb any price gouging. KNX News chief correspondent Charles Feldman talked to Luis Cabral at NYU.
Let's talk about this notion of a federal law banning the gouging of prices at the grocery store. Would that, first of all, work?
Well, it sort of depends on what you mean by work. Would it limit the extent of price increases? Probably. And the best of evidence we have for that is state-level statutes against price gouging. They vary from state to state. My impression is that they have had an effect. In other words, in states that have, for example, a quantitative ceiling for percent increase in prices, while sellers refrain from increasing prices more than that level. This is typically for emergency situations like you know, a hurricane or something like that. So in that sense, they do have an effect. Whether they have a good effect is a different story.
What do you mean by that? Why would it have a bad effect?
I mean that there are situations when an increasing price may actually have favorable effects. You know, for example, if in New York City, there's a shortage of gas because there was some sort of natural disaster in New Jersey port where boats bring gas to the New York area. If the price were to increase, that would give an extra incentive for sellers to go to, Philadelphia or Boston and to bring gas from other parts of the country that were not affected by that natural disaster and therefore increase supply. So what I'm trying to say is that sometimes an increasing price may be what's needed for the quantity supplied to increase. And you cannot simply order sellers to go to Boston and bring gas or water or whatever is in need in New York City at the moment. But if the price is higher, they will have an incentive to do so.
Proposing these things and having Congress approve it, of course, are two different things. Do you think that this has a chance of actually becoming law?
Actually, I don't know. I have not heard the topic being discussed in Congress. I don't know how the different representatives and senators think about it. I would have thought that a large majority of the Republican Party would be against. And I would have thought that within the Democratic Party, there would be some division, but there would be a substantial number of representatives would also vote against it. So I would not expect this to be an easy pass in Congress. Although, it's going to depend on the details, how it is written and how it is implemented and so forth.
Prices in grocery stores about 21% higher than they were in 2021. Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles breaking her silence after she was stripped of her bronze medal on the floor exercise in Paris. She wrote on Instagram she is overwhelmed by the love she's received the last few days. She goes on to talk about her unsuccessful appeal to get the ruling overturned. Quote, I have no words. The decision feels unjust and comes as a significant blow, not just to me, but to everyone who has championed my journey. And recapping what happened, a judge made errors in her score. Team USA apparently made the challenge only 4 seconds too late. California cut its enforcement of heat protection laws for outdoor workers, even as the state's been hit with several dangerous heat waves. This is according to an investigation by the LA Times and Capital in Maine. The report says the number of field inspections from 2013 to 2023 by Cal OSHA dropped by nearly 30%. The number of violations issued to employers fell by more than 40% during that time. California had passed a landmark outdoor heat wellness law some 20 years ago after several farm workers died, and that law requires protections like break areas with shade and cool water to workers when temperatures get over 80 degrees. Cal OSHA says its 2023 inspection numbers were up over 2021, but the number actually dropped by 15% from the year before. That's according to the data. Agency says it is improving training and investing in automation. Catalytic converter theft's been a problem in LA for years, and for a long time it was thought to be a crime of opportunity. But the arrests of 4 people in connection with the murder of Johnny Wagner, shot and killed trying to stop 3 guys from stealing his catalytic converter from his car, highlights how gangs and organized crime rings have been driving catalytic converter thefts. Cheryl Dorsey is a retired LAPD sergeant. She was assigned to the anti-gang crash unit. She's the author of the book Black and Blue. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So is this an evolution in catalytic converter theft, starting as a crime of opportunity, and now it's up to where these gangs are behind all this, and they are armed and far more dangerous than they used to be?
Well, you know, I don't know that this has changed much. I think probably the way it's being reported and received has changed. This has been an ongoing problem. And, you know, I always encourage people, if you see a property type crime, to not get involved. But this young man, Johnny, was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. He had gotten off work at about 3 o'clock in the morning and walked to his car to see it on blocks as these knuckleheads are taking out his catalytic converter. And they seemingly, from reports, didn't say anything to him. They just saw him walking up and shot him. And so just be mindful as you're approaching your car. There's some vehicles that are of particular interest. And so if you drive a Ford F-150, a Ford Explorer, or a Honda Accord, just know some fool may hike your car up on blocks to take your catalytic converter. And if you see that happening, walk away and call 911.
Now, why those particular vehicles?
I don't know what it is about those particular vehicles that they seem to be most fond of, but a catalytic converter in any vehicle could certainly be a target. And I'm understanding it's because of what they describe as the precious metals contained inside can be resold. And I guess there's a supply and demand thing that's caused these gangsters to want to get involved in that kind of criminality. And so life is precious. Hopefully everyone's car is properly insured. Stuff can be replaced. You cannot.
All right. Good advice. You see somebody doing something to your car, walk away, call 911. Don't get involved. Don't try to stop them. Cheryl Dorsey, a retired LAPD sergeant, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.